a tall ship and a star to steer her by. I was going to entitle this piece, I Once Met Alpha Fox, and then realised that the younger generation would never have heard of him, hence my reference to tall ships, with which you may be more familiar. The unusual name Uffa was in fact not a nickname, but one that he was christened with. He was one of my boyhood heroes. Born on the Isle of Wight in 1898, he grew up on the Cowes waterfront. I suppose he was best known as a boat designer and builder. He was also a successful yacht and dinghy racer, and he took his knowledge and concepts to designing the very first planing racing dinghy, proving his designs by practical demonstrations. In 1928, racing his international 14-footer, in 57 starts he gained 52 first places, 2 seconds and 3 thirds, which included winning the Prince of Wales Cup. He was forever coming up with new ideas. During the Second World War, he conceived the idea of the airborne lifeboat, designed to be carried beneath aeroplanes and dropped by parachute to survivors of ditched aircraft. It had sails, engine, survival kit, and an instruction book on how to sail. Years later, when he was caught by Eamon Andrews for a This Is Your Life programme, he was confronted by dozens of air crews who owed their lives to his invention. He was a total eccentric, a wonderful raconteur, and a fine singer of sea shanties. His CD of some of his singing is still available on the RNLI website. He became a close friend and sailing companion of Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, and he taught Charles and Anne to sail. Photos of the Royals racing in the Dragon Blue Bottle and the Flying 15 Cowslip with Uffa were everyday fodder to the media. He was married 3 times, and his last was in 1958, when he married a French lady named Yvonne Bernard. Typically Uffa, he spoke no French and Yvonne no English. I just realised that could be the recipe for a successful marriage. If Yvonne had been the first, she may have been his only bride. In the 1960s, I had been involved as an instructor with the Duke of Edinburgh Award Scheme in both sailing and climbing. I later became a volunteer instructor in both pursuits with the Outward Bound Trust, which is also closely associated with Prince Philip. Around 1968, I volunteered as an instructor on one of the Tall Ship Trust schooners and sailed on the Sir Winston Churchill and the Malcolm Miller, navigating in a couple of tall ships races, once to Malaga and then later to Vigo on the Atlantic coast of Spain. On the Vigo's trip, we called in at Cowes, where Prince Philip, accompanied by Uffa, came on board to greet us. I'm not sure whether or not it was my fawning adulation of the great seafarer or whether any crew member would have been invited, but that evening I found myself at the Commodore's house overlooking Cowes Harbour, a house designed by Uffa from a 300-year-old warehouse, specifically for his old age. He had a lift to all 3 floors and a roof garden. It had brightly painted balconies and looked as though it would have been more at home in Portofino. I had sneakily taken one of Uffa's books that I was reading at the time and took it with me to his house. The book was called The Joys of Life, which he kindly inscribed for me. He was the author of more than 18 books, but I think that The Joys of Life really summed up the man, not merely as a yachtsman and designer, but a writer, philosopher, and a larger-than-life character, the likes of which will never be seen again. Uffa Fox, 1898 to 1972, gone to Javy Jones' locker, but still dancing and singing on Fiddler's Green. To my sorrow, my memories of that evening in the company of the great man have somewhat misted over in a haze of pink gin and sea shanties, but I can be very pleased that we both enjoyed the evening and each other's company as fellow seafarers. What a man. You have the con.